Ray French's next stop was England.
The English made their controls in isolated areas. They'd have a particular control, say, around Piccadilly Circus, for argument's sake. So they built a special system around that isolated area. And when you get up the hill to Threadneedle Street, they had another special sort. They were all specially designed for that particular problem. There wasn't an overall control. And it wasn't until I got to Frankfurt that I come across the use of television cameras. They had four on the central area, and they had a room full of equipment. I went in the control equipment room, and I was taken into it, and I just sat there and listened, and I could hear this click, 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 and it dawned on me that this was the basis of the control. You had a timer working, and then they would select the number of periods from this central control.
Ray French came back and said, yeah, that's a good idea. And he initiated the writing of a specification, Ray French did, and Frank Hulshey was the electrical engineer in DMT at those days. And they came up with a specification, and then they called tenders, which IBM replied to, and we got the job.
Eventually a contract was let to a section of IBM with a name something like Special Products Division or whatever to produce a machine that would drive traffic signals by sending pulses along cables connected to a central point where the machine would be, the big machine. And by having this centralised control, coordination between the intersections could be provided so that traffic should get a succession of green lights as they travelled up or down George Street, as the case may be, or Market Street.
The Department of Motor Transport, they designed the actual control devices on the intersection, and I designed the master controller using existing IBM machines, if you like. This is in the days before computers, commercially available computers, but IBM had electronic accounting machines, which were big machines, and they were full of electronic valves because it was in the days before solid-state componentry. So I was able to utilise some of these virtually obsolete electronic accounting machines and rewire them and reprogram them by means of plug boards where you put a wire in one hole and connected it to another hole in order to create a program effect. Now, we didn't have a proper control centre then. This equipment was installed in the basement of the Department of Main Roads building in Castlereagh Street.
It was a big box with revolving drums and pins and myriads of wires and lots of little miniature relays that IBM used in their counting machines.
To test the concept, we put in 8 sets of traffic signals in Pitt and Castlereagh Street down towards Hay Street. And that was done, and that system was working in 1962, and then we got approval to do the first 25 sets of signals with, I forget how many, television cameras, and that was commissioned on the 29th of January 1964.
IBM was commissioned then to produce the big brother to that one, to control something over 100 intersections in the CBD, and that was housed in a newly acquired premises at number 4 Brisbane Street, and that became the Sydney Traffic Control Centre, or the, forget the exact title now, was manned by police and DMT people. That machine was huge. It filled a whole room in cabinets. Each cabinet was as big as 4 or 5 large refrigerators, and the power it drew was enormous. The 6.3 volt filaments of the valves drew something like 6,000 amps. And it was, again, a myriad of wires and patchboards for programming and uniselectors, and just thousands and thousands of relays which operated every second, in and out, in and out.